spy balloon spotted. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The balloon that the Pentagon says is from China has been seen over Montana.
The balloon is currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic and does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground.
Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder, Montana's the home to Malmstrom Air Force Base, home to the nation's three nuclear missile silo fields. The Pentagon says it decided to not shoot it down over concerns about hurting people on the ground, though the White House says President Biden is still considering how to deal with it. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeting China's brazen disregard for U.S. sovereignty is a destabilizing action that must be addressed, and President Biden cannot be silent. I am requesting a Gang of Eight briefing. The Gang of Eight is a term for the eight congressional leaders who are briefed on intelligence matters by the executive branch. House Democrats are calling on Republicans to come up with a framework to raise the debt limit.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries criticizing Republicans for not yet putting forth a spending proposal.
Show us your plan. Instead, they're bringing to the floor of the House of Representatives today a resolution on socialism.
Republicans like House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have called for spending cuts as Congress debates what to do about raising the debt ceiling. President Biden met with Speaker McCarthy this week to discuss the debt limit.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. After days of ice storms in Texas, power companies are still struggling to restore electricity.
We are continuing to experience repeated outages, meaning ice, trees, and tree limbs continue to knock out power to the same circuits that crews have just restored.
Jackie Sargent with Austin Energy. Thousands in Austin remained without power. At least 10 people have died in incidents related to the storm. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Reaction from the top Democrat in the House after the removal of a controversial House member from a key committee.
House Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries slamming the House Republicans' vote to expel Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
It's not a public policy debate. It's not about accountability. It's about political revenge.
Republicans are focusing on past statements Congresswoman Omar has made related to Israel and 9/11. But Leader Jeffries pointed to controversial comments made by members like Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massey, who are sitting on prominent committees this Congress. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
At the trial of a former South Carolina attorney accused of killing his wife and son, prosecutors presented evidence on claims of the accused financial crimes.
Prosecutors put the bookkeeper for the law firm where Alec Murdaugh was once a partner on the witness stand. Jean Seckinger says she confronted Murdaugh June 7th, 2021, hours before the murders of Murdaugh's wife, Maggie, and son, Paul, about nearly $800,000 of missing legal fees to the firm.
I told him that I had reason to believe that he had received the funds himself and that I needed proof that he had not.
She says that conversation got postponed due to Murdaugh's father becoming ill and then the murders. Later that summer, as more money was unaccounted for, they went back and found out client settlement money had previously been stolen and the firm asked for Murdaugh's resignation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
U.S. figure skating says it's had enough with the delays over the awarding of team medals from the Beijing Olympics. In a strongly worded statement, it says it's time for a fair and appropriate ruling to rightfully award medals to all clean athletes. The Russian team won gold, but a positive doping test from one athlete has led to a nearly year-long investigation. If the Russians are stripped of their medal, the U.S. would move from silver to gold. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.